Okay, we have basically, I don't think it's, what I basically want to do is not so complicated, but I'll have to try and make it complicated to make it sound better than it is. But okay, basically I want to leave the Gemara in Gittin, explain the Rambam, the two halachas in the Rambam, and then with that, with the explanation of the Rambam and the two halachas in the Rambam, in the Levush, explain the Rashi. So let's leave Gittin. We're going to the Rambam. The Rambam said again that the Rambam saying Pshat the Gemara in Kedushin, that a person is allowed to be doiche, getting married, because of Oisei B'mitzvah, to learn Torah, because Oisei B'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. And Misha Choshka Nasha B'Torah, like Ben Adai, is allowed to go ahead and to delay completely, assuming he won't have hearer, etc. Okay, so the Shaila is, everyone asks the Kasha and the Rambam. If you look around, you'll see everyone asks the Kasha. It's really two Kashas on the Rambam. One Kasha is that the Rambam brought him, they're similar questions, but we'll see they're slightly different. One is that the Rambam brought in the lumdus of Isaac b'mitzvah patam and amitzvah. And we know that doesn't apply by Talmud Torah. Because by Talmud Torah, it seems together by Talmud Torah is, if it's a mitzvah, she'efshar, you have to stop learning, even if you're in the middle of learning, and do the mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, she'efshar, then even if you didn't start, right? In other words, Oisei b'mitzvah patur mitzvah, I have to get it clear. Oisei b'mitzvah patur mitzvah means because you started already. Since you started, so once you started a mitzvah, you don't have to stop. What exactly the Hezbron Oisei b'mitzvah patur mitzvah is in itself a whole different sugya. Why? Just because you started, you don't have to stop. So it seems from the Rambam, because every mitzvah has its dimension of why it's more chashiv than the other. Every mitzvah has its chashivas. So it's impossible really to say what's more chashiv than the other. You know, there's, even if in, 99% this is more schar, but this is a different dimension. So whatever it is, there's, but the halacha is that even in any mitzvah, even with theoretically a mitzvah cow, if you start a mitzvah cow and then a mitzvah chomer comes, by Talmud Torah, there's no difference if you started or didn't start. You wake up in the morning, you didn't start anything, you never learned a word in your life, you're not in the middle of learning. If it's an Efshar Ideh Acherim, then Talmud Torah has Kedima. Not because of Eisei B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, but just because Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah. Talmud Torah is daicha. Talmud Torah connected kulam, and therefore Talmud Torah is daicha mitzvah she'efshar de'acherim. And if it's e'efshar de'acherim, for whatever the svara that we saw in the Miri, there is a special svara that you mechuyev to do it, and even if you started learning. So the problem in the Rambam is, it's really like two problems. One is it's a very similar problem, is that one is alumnus of Isaac B'mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't apply. Because so what if you started? If we know by Talmud Torah that if it's Efshar Mimanashav, if it's Efshar Dekai Maidei Acherim, so then even if you didn't start, you're Potter, because it's Talmud Torah is greater. If it's Efshar Dekai Maidei Acherim, then who cares that you started? So it's, the Rambam says that the svara that the Rambam says of Isaac b'mitzvah is not a good svara, and there is no other svara. It's very, okay, that's a kasha. We're saying it's two questions. It's one question, are there a reason that it gives doesn't seem to be a good reason, and what is the reason? So Rabbi Chanan comes along and he says that the reason of the Rambam is because since you're delaying getting married, and you're going to have children later, so it's equivalent to Efshar Ideh Acherim. Just like Efshar Ideh Acherim means the mitzvah will be fulfilled by someone else. In other words, it's a chesed, someone else can do the mitzvah. Mitzvah Shebegufo is not Efshar Ideh Acherim. No one can do pre-arrivia for you because it's your mitzvah on your goof, like tefillin. But he says, but if I do it myself later, it's the same thing as Efshar De'Acher. That's Rav Chaim. According to Rav Chaim, so he has an obvious problem himself, so that's only good if you delay. So why is it Choshko Nasha B'Torah allowed not to get married at all? So Rav Chanan says, that's a whole different Havana, that's a whole different reason. Enoch Inami, you can't apply the reason of Eshra De'Acherim, of the first reason of the Rambam, and you have to come up with a new reason, totally new reason. Rav Chanan says, because he's an Oynes. Why is he an Oynes? Sounds like he's saying that Shistam, in order to get married, you have to be able to think about it, to be able to have a relationship with your wife, you have to come to Kishrei, whatever, and he couldn't physically do it. He was too much always thinking and learning. Okay, that's Rav Chaim. I would assume, you know, we said yesterday, I said, well, that Rav Chaim, we felt was shver. We'll say again, maybe some more reasons. First of all, we said that we weren't sure how, according to Rav Chanan, in the first Rambam, it fit in with Isaac b'mitzvah patim and mitzvah. It's not because Isaac b'mitzvah. It's because mitzvah she'efshar de'acherim. This is considered an efshar de'acherim dika mitzvah. So Rav Chanan somehow at the end of the piece combines them. I don't know what he's saying. Okay. Second of all, we saw that the Nevush, who's an early Akron, you know, the 1500s, I don't think Rav Chaim would want to argue that the Nevush says that even Choshko Nashko B'Torah is also Pater for the same logic, because of Isaac B'Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, not because of Einah. And guess what we asked yesterday, Friday? Third of all, the whole Svara of Einah is a very difficult Svara. You know, if that's... It's hard to say. Somehow I just don't think the Yeshiva would have liked this Svara. You know, if you're learning because there's a mitzvah, the Torah wants you to stop learning, then you stop learning. You know what I mean? You know, I can't stop learning. What do you mean? The Torah wants you, going to Rav Chanan, the Torah wants you to stop learning and to do pre-arrivia. So I mean, I can't. Why not? You're an Eved Hashem. You do whatever Hashem wants you. No, you're learning because your brain automatically learns. That's not why you're learning. You're learning because it's the Ratz in Hashem. It's a difficult svara, the whole idea that a person is an Oynes. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't an Oynes, and Yeshua wasn't an Oynes, and everyone else wasn't an Oynes. Also, Onas ben Azai is an Oynes. It's almost like a Chisarin ben Azai, that he was an Oynes. He couldn't stop learning. That's the Ratz in Hashem, to stop learning and stop learning. Okay. Anyway, I don't sell that, but that's Rav Chanan and Chant. So we found today a Shulchan Aruch HaRav who says a somewhat of a different Chant. And it's not just a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there are other people that say something close. And basically, I want to say similar to him, with a slight variation. What does he basically say? He says in the second piece, he spells it out clearly. But So what he basically says is that Avada Talmud Torah, and that's the answer to the whole kasha on the Rambam. That Avada, in other words, we're not getting into Oisei B'Mitzvah, in other words, he says, we have a question. How can the Rambam say, Yim Avada Talmud Torah, I'm Yimanacho? If it's Eshray De'Acherim, so you're Mevata without Oisei B'Mitzvah. And if it's Eshray De'Acherim, which in Chayr it is, especially Ben Azai, who's never getting married at all, even Rav Chanan would be a Yeshua De'Acherim. So then, how we know, Mitzvah Yeshua De'Acherim is Zaycha Talmud Torah. So it comes on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and he says a simple answer. He says there's a Talmud Torah, which is on a minute of Talmud Torah, a second of Talmud Torah, and there's a madrega, bito of the mitzvah, And there's a bit of your madrega in Talmud Torah. Now what exactly is your madrega? He says it as far as Yediyas HaTorah. We may be saying Iyun HaTorah. But it's the same idea. In other words, there's a word that is, you're taking off time. I take off a minute of learning to go shake a lulav. So I lost a minute of Talmud Torah. But I'm not less of a Talmud Chacham. My etzem, of course, you know, every second makes a difference. But basically, you're basically the same lamdan, the same Talmud Chacham, the same everything. Child is, you didn't learn. There's a mitzvah to learn every second, even if you're not growing. So when you take off a mitzvah, you have to put on silin, you have to shake ludov, it's a yefshar de'acherim. So it doesn't detract from your madrega of Torah. It detracts from you're not performing a maisa mitzvah Talmud Torah. So there we have a din that Talmud Torah, where if you have a choice between the maisa mitzvah Talmud Torah versus a mitzvah she'iyash yadei acherim, then the mitzvah she'iyash yadei acherim is daicha Talmud Torah. But if it's not a shayla of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a shayla of your madrega of Talmud Torah. What madrega you're on? Whether the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's a madrega of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula, we would probably say it's a madrega of Amkus and Havana and being a Lamdan. You know, the Rishu holds that's the highest level. But if you're taking off, you're not talking, in other words, the Rechayim, it's Havana, the Asak, the Torah, is not a taina that you're going to have to take off a minute here and a minute there. It affects your whole mental concentration. You're not going to be able to reach the same madrega of Amkus and Havrona with Rechayim and Savara of the Asa B'Tar. You're going to be less of a Talmud Chacham. Okay. Whatever. I don't know. But there are different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of learning. There's the Maisa mitzvah of learning. And there's a mitzvah of becoming a Talmud Chacham. Right. Okay. I don't know which pasuk it comes from. But it comes from Mishinatim. Fine. Okay, in other words, what he's saying is that when did Talmud, you could say that everything is really Yeshua De'acher. And Yeshua De'acher should really be Talmud, the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But here there's another factor. It's not just Talmud Torah, the mitzvah. There's a gabra. What it does to you is being, so apparently, that's sort of like a standoff. Now we have two equal forces. You know, we have, in other words, if it's just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah versus a mitzvah she'iyash yadacherim, then the Torah says, I want the mitzvah she'iyash yadacherim, and even if you're isek b'mitzvah, so what? Stop! If, on the other hand, here, it's not just a question of the mitzvah, it's a question of your madrega, so now it's already not so pashut. And therefore, the Rambam says, if you're Isaac the mitzvah that you started learning, but the mitzvah ain't nachinami. If a guy maybe didn't even start learning, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't say that it's daicher than other mitzvahs. If you need the fact that you're Isaac the mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. In other words, it becomes a, when you add this factor, it goes into the regular stira between two mitzvahs. Each one has their advantage and disadvantage. There's certain mitzvahs in the mitzvahs, and there's certain mitzvahs in being a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, we say, Oisek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Okay, so that's that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. In other words, the Asar of Oisek b'mitzvah, patur mitzvah, this he doesn't say this. I'm saying it's because there's a certain advantage. Every mitzvah has its advantage. I don't know if you have to say that, but the mitzvah of the Rambam does say that somewhere, and they'll say it's Perish HaMishnayis. By its Yeshua De'acherim, that's totally Deicha. There's almost no advantage. It takes precedence over Talmud Torah, but it doesn't take total precedence over your Madrega Torah. Therefore, we apply Isaac B'mitzvah Pata Mitzvah. Okay. The problem with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which he himself deals with, is if that's the case, so then why can't everyone be like a Ben Azai and just not, everybody it affects your madrega. Since the Svara Rechaim and Savara of the Asak Ketaira, Rechaim and Savara of the Asak Ketaira means that this isn't just Nogeya to a Mitzvah Talmud Torah, this is Nogeya to my madrega in Talmud Torah. And once it's Nogeya to my madrega, So it's a whole different ballgame. Then we do say, Eisei b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So then everybody should be allowed to say, Eisei b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah forever and never get married. Why only a Ben Azai cannot get married? Take the principle, the same, you know, say, obviously the more you learn, the more you'll be a higher madrega, applies to everybody. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Achinami. He says that Ein Achinami, there's no special din, you have to be a Ben Azai. It's a universal rule. Choshkanaz V'tzara means anybody who wants to do that. Anyone who says that I feel that my madrega in Torah is more important than doing mitzvahs. That's what I want, and he's allowed to. Lav Tavka Ben Azai. You don't have to be Ben Azai. It's not Tavka Ben Azai. Anyone can do that. That's what he says. Because according to him, the story is that there's no din of right? Because once we said that it's a madrega in learning, then there is no din of Yeshua de Acherim. So if you want to never get married, anyone's allowed. He says, we don't recommend it. Even Ben Azai didn't recommend. Okay, but anyone can do it. But the Maisa has, I don't know if you people got around to read the footnote, but the last footnote of Mar Makom brings that many people disagree with the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you read the Ravush clearly disagrees. From the Ravush from Friday, Ravush says on the first level is mutter, but only the heter is only if you're ready to get married. And as he says at the Farish, and this footnote on the bottom brings it that seeming what the Beis Yosef says. Other people say, apparently everyone seems to hold that way, the Aruch HaShulchan, that there is a, not that the heter, you have to be on a specially high madrega of Choshkanasha B'Toira, and it doesn't apply to everyone. So the problem is like this. So now we have a new problem on the floor. Assuming we're going to learn like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the heter here is, because this isn't just a question of mitzvah versus Talmud, mitzvah's Talmud Torah. But it's a question of mitzvah versus your madrega in Torah. And there's no din of mitzvah, she'efshar de acherim, if taicha your madrega in Torah. So why do you have to be, why aren't you allowed not to get married at all if you're choshkanasha b'Torah? If you're not choshkanasha b'Torah. That's the question. So that's the whole shir. That's it. That's the setup for the whole shir. So I say, I think it's a very, I hope it's a good answer. It's like this. Is that in order to, what is the svara here? Yeah, we have a svara. We have to understand the svaras a little better. We have a svara that if it's Yeshra de Acherim, it's Deiche Talmud Torah. Comes along, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said, yeah, but it's not Deiche your Madreig in Torah. What's the Havana? So what's the Havana, the first step? When it's Yeshra de Acherim, it's Deiche Talmud Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also explains it. It's really the same Shana not Miri in that first piece. And he says, what's the Hezver? Because he says it's in the first paragraph, Gizeko Adam, Oshamra Achamim, Taklis Hachma, Chuva Maisin Toivim. As if a person is going to be learning, and he's going to have a mindset that I'm learning, and because I'm learning, I'm never going to do mitzvahs, because Isaac the mitzvah, Pater min mitzvah, so then it's going to come out that he's learning Shalom and Aslasos, and that's not a proper learning. Can't learn Shalom and Aslasos. Oh. Can't learn, even apparently Lom and Aslasos, one mitzvah is called Lom and Aslasos. That's not a good learning. Now comes along a guy and he says, but it's going to affect my madrega. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then he's allowed to not do the mitzvah. Aye, it's Lomed Shalom and Aslasos, a terrible thing. Lomed Shalom and Aslasos is a terrible Aveira. or it's a begam in the learning. So how can you say that if I don't have to get married because it's going to affect my madrega? But it's shaloi meh shalom and aslasos. Teretz is, that's not called loi meh shalom and aslasos. I'm loi meh, I'm an aslasos. I can't. I'm an oinus. I can't get married. Not oinus like Rav Elchanan's oinus because physically I can't do it. I'm oinus because I'm busy with something else. I'm busy doing something more important. So what do you want from me? That's not shalom and aslasos. I'm an aslasos, but I'm lasos something else. I'm doing the greatest lasos. I'm becoming the lamdan. Right? That Rashid used to say that. So doing learning for Abbas's Torah, that's lasos. I can't do lasos of Priya Rivya because I have a more important lasos. I'm doing a lasos of becoming a London, becoming a Talmud Chacham, becoming a Gadol Torah. And if I would do that lasos, I can't do this lasos. So what do you want from me? It's not that I'm loymed shalom and ask lasos. It's not, I'm learning amenas lasos. I wish I could do the mitzvahs. I'm machshiv the mitzvahs. I'm learning for the sake of doing the mitzvahs. I'm learning so that I should know all the halachas of Priya Rivya, so I should know to do it. But I'm not doing it in the maisa because I'm stuck, because I can't, because there's other lasos and other mitzvahs that Hashem wants me to do, and I can't do both at the same time. So that's not called loymeh shalom and aslasos. If I'm learning and I'm not planning on shaking lulav, then shaking lulav doesn't really interfere with my madrega learning. So you're loymeh shalom and aslasos. But here I'm saying I'm learning I'm an aslasos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be a lamdan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be a talmid chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be a gadol hador, and I can't do both at the same time. So of course I'm machshav Torah, machshav mitzvahs. I'm not machshav. I'm not a college professor that's just learning Torah and I don't care about the mitzvahs and I'm smoking a cigar on Shabbos while I'm learning because I'm just into learning. I don't care about the lasos. I'm machshav the lasos. The lasos to me is the most important things in the world, but what can I do? I can't do the lasos right now because I'm too busy. Well, that's the smart. So now it's very good. So why do you have to be a chashvan ashka b'tayra? Because you have to have that kavana. A person who's not chashko nasha b'taira, he's not, when we come to the guy, in order to get this heter, you have to say that, why aren't you, we come to the guy with a taina, to the tchiyav lilmud amenas lasos. Why aren't you doing the mitzvah priya rivya? It's a tremendous cash in the guy. It's a gamin you're learning. It's not amenas lasos. So the guy has to answer, I am learning amenas lasos. I appreciate, it's not that I'm not machshav priya rivya. I'm machshav priya rivya 100%. I'm machshav it according with everything. I understand the Gemara and Yevamos that it's k'ido shoyfei domim and your chayiv misa if you don't do it and it's a bring in the Mashiach. And I understand the tremendous, tremendous chashivas of priya rivya. But what can I do? I'm an oinus because I'm doing something even more important. For that, you have to be on the Baal Madrega. You have to be on the Madrega Ben Azai to go ahead and to be Machshav Torah to that extent. But a person who's not on the Madrega Ben Azai, Taisa says, Bisman Azeh, he says, we're not on that Madrega. The Shulchan Beis Yosei says that Milta de Rosh Chiyach, Habidari, we're not on that Madrega. So pshat is by us, we can't say that, you know why I'm not doing Priya Rivya? Because I hear that I'm an oinus. I'm an oinus because I'm oisik in something more important. Because we're not machshav Torah that much. We're not machshav the being a lamdan as a kiddush shaykhay damim. If I would ask you, if you have a choice between shaykhay damim and being a little bigger lamdan, what would you, you know, a 5 minute, you know, the extra whatever time the learning that you get from being married. In our minds of chashivas, we would say that being a bigger lamdan is based on shaykh damim. So we don't to hear that chashivas. So mimele, we can't say that the reason why we're not being pruvu, which is kilo shaykh damim, is because I'm an oinus because I'm machshav Torah so much. Because you're not machshav Torah so much. It's not true. That's not why you're not doing Pruvu. You know why you're not doing Pruvu? You're not Machshav Torah so much. So why aren't you doing Pruvu? Because you're not Machshav Pruvu enough. So that's Lomei, that's a Begam in Vilmot Shalom and Aslasos. If you're not doing the mitzvah because you're not Machshav the mitzvah sufficiently, so that's a Begam in your Vilmot and Aslasos. So only Ben Azai, who was on such a high Madrega, that he was able to master the mitzvahs fully, so he could get this heter. Okay, whether the people say whether apparently we don't recommend it necessarily. It's why Moshe didn't do it. But the heter only applies to Ben Azai. Why does it only apply to someone on Ben Azai in his madrega? Because only he can be mevato priyavu with the proper kavana. So now hashta the scene of the hafi. So what about, let's just finish the cheshbon. So what about a person who is not the mevato privil toldi? According to my setup, the Rav Mizdaik and the Ravush, he's also using the same heter. He doesn't have the kavana. Teretz is that since he's not being mevato privil toldi, like Rav Chanan, in that I agree with Rav Chanan is right, that a person who's going to do pruvu later is not being mevato the mitzvah so much as the guy who's not doing pruvu at all. So when a person is not doing pruvu at all, so that's kiddush shleif like damim, etc., etc. So we say that you're not people, a sound person is not on the madrega to be machshav Torah more than kiddush shleif like damim. A person who is simply delaying pruvu, he's going to have the children, he's going to have the Be'ez Hashem, Apiderech HaTeva, he'll have the boy and the girl, he's just delaying it temporarily, so that's not called, you wouldn't accuse him of Sheikh Damim, you wouldn't accuse him of whatever, so therefore, you don't have to have, it takes less to be an Einas. Because, in other words, in order to be an Einas, to be Deicha Sheikh Damim, Subshadet, you have to feel that there's something on the other side which is equal to Sheikh Damim, so that you have to be on a Ben Azai Madrega to the here. But delaying Prabhu, which is not such a big Avra, so that, a regular Talmud Chacham can understand that being Madrega and Talmud Zaira is more important. And therefore, the Rambam allows, you'll have to be on the Madrega of Ben Azai to do that. So that's John the Rambam, according to the Bush. That's what I would like to say. That the Rambam is saying like this, that the heter here is, you coming in, there's normally a mitzvah shiesh radeacherim is daichet Talmud Torah. Here you have a p'tur oines. Oines, not like Rav Chanan's oines, because physically I can't. But oines because I'm doing something else, which is more important. So it's not cool that I'm loymei shalom and as lasos, but it has to be that I understand that it's more important. So if it's just delaying priyavu, so that even a person who's not on such a high madrega that they hear is Talmud Torah at the end of the world can understand that my madrega and Torah is more important than doing reason makdim and a mitzvah for priyavu. But if it's not a question, I'm totally being mevato priyavu, and that's already on the madrega of Tito Sheikh Damim and whatever, that's already, you only get Tito Sheikh Damim if you're totally Nevada it. So then, you have to be on a super high madrega to understand that the madrega in Torah is Daichit, and only a Ben Azai is on that madrega. That's how I like to learn the Rambam. So Hasha Dasein Lahochi, we have a very simple structure for Rashi. Because it comes out like this. It comes out, the way we're setting it up, that being, whether the two levels in the Rambam are both basically with the same lumdisha heter. The heter is that since it affects my madrega in Torah is doicha the mitzvah. But it's providing, you have to have the proper hargasha. It has to be that you're on the madrega to understand that the mitzvah, the Talmud Torah is so chashuv that it's daicha the mitzvah. And therefore, if you don't have, most people don't have the proper hargasha to be daicha totally. The Rambam is paskin that most people, Talmud Chacham, does have the enough hargasha to understand to be daicha partially. temporarily. So Rashi can be learning Kipshuto. Rashi could say, I'm not sure whether he'll say it agrees with the Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa. Maybe it's not like the Rambam Halacha Lamaisa, but in Hashkafa, it's the same. Rashi is saying it's not as the Rav Avitzer was saying that, listen, I have these people in my door that they are going ahead and they go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. And they're not being, and they're being mevatel and pruvil. They're only being mevatel temporarily. I'm not going to make an okimta that we're taught they're mevatel la'idam. That doesn't say that. Taisis institution doesn't earn that way. I'm not ready to do that, Taisik. But they're being mevatel temporarily. Then they're going to come back. Okay? About? Now, that's mutter, but it's only mutter. It depends what your kavan is. Now we have a shaiva. Either that they're doing it with the kavana, that they understand that yes, pre-review, even to delay pre-review is a terrible, terrible thing. Pre-review is such a choshev a mitzvah, and zriza makdim and a mitzvah is so important, and I gotta do pre-review. Except that Talmud Torah, because of my madrega, the svara rechayim v'tzavara yasa b'tzayra, is more important, and therefore I'm an oynes. Or is chat that they're not machsha pruvu enough. And Mameda, not really, they're not on such a high madrega of machshav taira. They don't machshav taira so much. It's not that they're machshav taira, but they're not machshav taira, they're not machshav pruvu. So Mameda, well, you know, why not? It's fun to go to these Eretz Yisrael and to learn and turn in Eretz Yisrael. I don't say fun, I'm exaggerating. But, you know, but it's not that they're doing it with the serious nefesh. They say that really, I would want to do Pruvu. Pruvu is such a gavaldik a mitzvah. As reason, Machdim and a mitzvah is so important. But I hear that my madrega and learning is deicha and I'm in Eretz. That's not why. If chat is that you don't, you think you're an oinet because you don't hear how much how chashiv pruvu is. You're not master of the mitzvah sufficiently. Also, if you're not master of the mitzvah, you can't come out with a p'tur oinet. Just like we said that the nazai. In other words, just like exactly what we said by a person who wants to delay totally. I'm saying just the same story would apply by a guy who wants to delay partially. Just like we gave the answer to the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav's alumnus, anyone should be allowed to go ahead and not get married at all. And it's clear in that, so he says, Enochinami. But it's clear in that all the Pesachim not like him. So we said the answer is because in order to evoke the alumnus of the Heter, you have to be on the Madrega that you did hear that you're master of the mitzvah previous officially, and you to hear that Talmud Torah is greater. And not everyone's on that madrega. So Rashi holds that the same thing is true even on the lower level. When you want to come to do the lower level of being Taicha Priyavu, also you have to hear properly the madrega, the chashivas of that mitzvah, and you to hear that Talmud Torah is greater, that the madrega being a, not the maisa mitzvah, but the being the madrega of Talmud Torah is greater. But if you're being mevatel, not because you're so, you to hear that the madrega of Talmud Torah is so important, but because you're not masha pruvu, then you don't have a heter at all. Because then you're not, that's not called an einus. You know, I can't do it because I'm an oinet because I'm too busy doing something else. You're not doing it because you're not master of the mitzvah, right? I go ahead, I ask someone to do a mitzvah. Well, I'm too busy doing something else. Well, because I'm not master of, you know, I'm not master of the mitzvah. I don't care about it. So I'm too busy, the tying my shoelaces, because it's more important. You know, that's not, you can't come out of your oinet. It's because you have to appreciate, if you appreciate the mitzvah and you understand that av al pi kein, what I'm doing is more important, then you can come along with a p'tur oines. And then you can say that, listen, there's a shaida that I'm doing this, but I'm doing that, and this is also very important. But if you don't appreciate the mitzvah, and that's why you're being mevatel, then there's no p'tur. Just like a person who wouldn't be on the madrega, then as I would get a p'tur. So now everything's there is miyushev kipshuto. Rashi is saying his point, mamish, he's speaking out exactly the point. They're mevatelim ipriviu. And what's the problem? The problem is the kal b'neiam yiladim v'yiladim. Rashi's mom is hitting the nekuda on the head. If they were machshev such big mass medium that they're machshev tyrus so much, it'd be no problem. In other words, the Plan Shua brought a Gemara in Tzuvis at the Tanoim, went ahead and without the Priyabu for learning. Of course, that's, if you understand the Madrega of the Hashivas of Tyre, you properly have the proper Hashkafis, and you understand the proper Hashkafis of Priyabu, and the proper Hashkafis of Madrega of Tyre, and then of course, Rabbi Akiva will be Mevatel 24 years Priyabu. Of course, to delay Priyabu. No problem, that's fine. And even the Gemara in Kedusha, the Gemara in Kedusha is quoting a brisa from the Amorah, from the Tanoim, and says that Yevilma Torah v'Nisa Yisha Yevilma Torah v'Aka Yisik Torah. Of course, that if the person has the right hashkafas, of course that's right. And Rabbi Yerushalayim is saying this far, Rechaim v'Tzavar of the Asa v'Torah, and of course, someone who understands with the proper Hashkafas, Achayim, Rabbi Yerushalayim, Madrega, whatever, and understands property, of course, if the in Lomdis, everybody agrees, in Lomdis, the proper, we're quoting a Braiso. Braiso is telling you what's in Lomdis with a person on the proper Madrega. That's the Gemara and Kedusha is going on this Braiso. So in Lomdis, everyone agrees that the proper Madrega is that you're supposed to go ahead and first learn and then get married, because you're supposed to hear the chashivas of Torah, of a madrega and Torah, which is doicha, this reason makdim in a mitzvah of priyavu. But Rav Gidl was saying, not Rav Gidl, but in our Gemara, I'm going to say it's Rav Gidl, Rav Avitar, I think I said Rav Gidl, I don't remember why. But Rav Avitar is saying in our Gemara that the people in his door, in his place, wherever it is, they weren't doing it with the right kavana, which is what Rashi's saying. Rashi's mom is speaking out the point that these people, shekal b'neim yiladim v'yiladim, avad Rav Yechon wasn't kal b'neim yiladim v'yiladim, and Rav Akiva was not kal b'neim yiladim v'yiladim, but he heard that the people in his door, in his city, in his place, they were going to Eretz Yisrael not with the right kavana. Talmud Torah being the Madrega is so great that it's even Dosh at this level of Priyavu, but because they didn't appreciate the mitzvah. Memeda, since they didn't have the right Kavana, so they couldn't be Dosh. So now it's very nice. What comes out as follows is that Tosis brings Rashi's Chan and Kedushin. It comes out with what we set up the structure in the beginning of the shiur yesterday, that Rashi has a chat in Kedushin, Holon v'Hodahu, that Dinei Bavel, again, I've hit the Cheshbon, Rashi says, Holon, that Dinei Bavel should go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, because then they'll be learned the Tyra, and they won't have to worry about the Hurim, and they can go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Taibis asked a kasha, first kasha, there's still problems with Ehurim. Okay, we're not getting into that. The Fanshua has his answer. We said that's a machlekes, whether there's past the sallow when the wife's not around. Okay? But then Taibis' second kasha is from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin that Rav Avita said is wrong. And Taibis, however, adds Pirish, that what's the problem in the Gemara in Gittin? Because so we asked the kasha. So we had three kashas. We had a kasha. Why does Tzivos have to add that pirish? You could stop asking the kasha. It says with Pharisee and Gemara and Gittin that it's wrong. I don't care why it's wrong. Right? And we had a kasha. How's Rashi, the Peshua's problem in Kedushin? It's a, how's Rashi in Kedushin going to answer Tzivos' problem? So plea on Rashi and Kedushin. And we point out that there's also a kasha in Rashi and Gittin, which the Peshua doesn't seem to be disturbed by. That Rashi and Gittin says that Talmud Priyavu is Dosh at Talmud Torah is connected to the Gemara and Kedushin and the Gemara and Ksuvis. But now, everything is beautiful. About that, everybody, according to Rashi, if you would learn like Rashi and Gittin, Tavis would have never asked the kasha on Rashi and Kedushin. And Rashi and Kedushin is the Shittah, so that he learns like Rashi and Gittin. Because according to Rashi and Gittin, Rashi and Gittin, the whole problem is only because they weren't on the right madrega, and they weren't learning with the right kavana. The Meida, there's no kasha at all in the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, for the people on the right madrega, this is what you're supposed to do. It's not such a kasha, there's no kasha. And Tosfos knows. I would claim Tosfos even knew that according to Rashi and Gittin, there's no stira between the Gemara and Gittin and the Gemara and Kedushin. So Rashi and the Shittaso has absolutely no steer between the Gemara and Gittin and Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin is, Gemara and Gittin is talking about the people who are not Mashik, Kalbi Neim Yeladim V'Yeladis. And obviously Rav Yosanan was not Kalbi Neim Yeladim V'Yeladis. And therefore, for people that are Kalbi Neim Yeladim V'Yeladis, the Gemara and Gittin is right. They shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. For people that have the right Ashkafis, they should go to Eretz Yisrael. There's absolutely no steer between the Gemara and Gittin and Gemara and Kedushin. Rashi and Gittin is good, and Rashi and Kedushin is good, because Rashi went to Shittaso. Tosfos, however, in Kedushin, when he's asking Akasha, Tosfos we know, Tosfos does this all the time. Tosfos is really not interested whether Rashi personally has an answer to his Kasha, because that's not Tosfos' goal, is not to say that, ha-ha, Rashi made a mistake. Tosfos' goal is to know what's shot in the Gemara in Kedushin. That's all Tosfos is interested in Kedushin. And since Tosfos is Shittaso, he learned Shad and the Gemara and Gittin, not like Rashi. So he says, since I already decided that Emes of Shad and Gittin is not like Rashi, but Emes of Shad and Gittin is like I said in Gittin, so now that is Emes, that's what I hold is to be the Emes, so then you can't learn like Rashi's Shad in Kedushin. Because Rashi's Shad and Kedushin is against the Gemara in Gittin. Because the way I learned Shad and the Gemara in Gittin is a Chiyuv Aus Mezainis. Chiyuv Aus Mezainis has nothing to do with your Madrega. You have to take care of Mezainis. You can't have your children. You have an Achrayas on Mezainis. So once the way I learned Shad and the Gemara in Gittin, there's no way to answer the steer between Gittin and Kedushin. Therefore, you can't learn. Tosfos is saying that the Shittasi, according to what I hold to be the Emes, and I put down the Pshat and the Gemara and Gittin, is that the problem is with Zionists. So Rashi's Pshat is shrugged up in Kedushin, and that's why I refuse to learn Rashi's Pshat in Kedushin. Because no, Rashi never heard of that problem with Zionists. Whoever, if you didn't, the Gemara never mentioned it. I don't know, according to Tosfos, that didn't have some Rashi Misvara. It's only from a Gemara. Mizainis, a face, although, man, I guess, yeah. That's right. The plain Shua himself says that it's, that there's a different Chazai. It's supposed to be Achzori, Anishto, Bala, the Gemara. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be itself Pashat. I mean, look at the plain Shua here. That's what he really also said in that plain Shua in Kedushin, that it might be Shorori, but the Hilchasa. That's so Pashat. And not so Pasha. To tell you this is only Kasha is because of the Gemara. Without a Gemara, there's no Kasha. So he's saying that Rashi doesn't have the Gemara in Gittin. Rashi would never have a Kasha. Rashi is Pshat in Gittin. According to Rashi is Pshat in Gittin. There's no steer between Gemara and Gittin and Gemara and Kedushin. It's Kalat Kosher. Tavis, his whole cash was only the Shittaso. Okay. So just to summarize, just one minute to summarize, and there's a whole cap of the shir with just one thing. Is that we had a kasha that Rashi is saying that Pruya, seemingly saying that Pruya Vu is Deicha Tamat Taira. So the kasha that's in Stira to the Gemara and Kedushin and the Gemara and Yavamit, the Gemara and Kedushin and the Gemara in Ksuvis that the Plain Shua quoted. So we're saying a very simple answer, that just like we see that even the Rambam, everyone who says that Talmud Torah is Deicha Pruvu, agree that you can't, that most people are not allowed to be Mevatel totally. Aye, Talmud Torah is Deicha, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says this far of your Madregan Torah is Deicha. And we said the answer is because you don't have the right Kavanah. So apparently when you don't have the right kavana, if you're not on the Madrega, then Azai, you don't have the right kavana, you can't evoke the din of being Daifa, because then it becomes like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Eloi Mishrami Naslasos. So just like a person who's not Chashkan Hashem Torah can't evoke the Heter, Timi Mevatel, Talmud Torah, totally, a person who's on a lower Madrega and doesn't even have a lower Havana of the Chashibis of Torah cannot even evoke the first Heter. Because according to the Levush, the two Heterim are exactly the same. And just like we see that in order to get the second Heter, you have to have the proper Kavana. So likewise, in order to get the first Heter, you have to have the proper Kavana. Therefore, Rashi saying that they don't have, these people do not have the proper Kavana. Then maybe they don't get the Heter, and there's no Stira to the Gemara in Kedushin.